This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Answer to 1984.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hillary Clinton came out and said that Donald Trump's campaign is basically a suicide mission the other day, literally stealing my term. But let me tell you, tyrants historically are on a suicide mission too. What happens when the unmovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force? History shows you're not even made of the stuff of good folks are. You're not even as good as we are. You'll be defeated, globalist. I want to go to some more phone calls here. Now let's go to Joe in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, well, thank you very much for taking my call, Al. It's been a long-time listener, and hands down, you are one of the most legit individuals I've ever listened to in radio. But
well, thank you. Your phone's degrading. So talk right into your receiver.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope this is better. The Paul Joseph Watson video I saw earlier, I actually caught that before the show, and it's enraging. And I'm coming more and more to the conclusion that these people cannot be reasoned with. And I don't like what's going to happen to Europe in the future, because these people, they're laughing now, but they're not going to be laughing when enough people get pissed off and decide to take action that won't be pretty for them. And I'm afraid that's going to happen here, too, with the Bernie people.
Sure. It's a form of self-mutilation, which is on the rise. The more decadent a society becomes, the more self-mutilation increases. And when you bring in third-world populations that are incompatible and giggle about it, it's like full-grown adults. It's popular now to wear diapers. So it's just all mental illness. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Otter in Mass. Otter, thanks for calling.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I changed phones to make sure I'd have a better one. I heard you mention.
You're loud and clear, brother. Thank you. From Massachusetts.
So yesterday you had Tosh Pumley on. It occurs to me that if we know that there's a maneuver going on, if the robber barons have got some op that's moving, and we know about it, maybe we ought to start spreading the word even more and maybe think about getting people out there blocking the roads.
Now, that's a good idea. They listed the Marine Corps base where they've got the weapons. It's all slated to ship to the drug cartels and then to ISIS. And people blowing the whistle. Folks have been attacked at the base. My friend of the colonel is one of the whistleblowers. And they're ready to talk to Congress. Congress won't talk to them. They're just going to ship the anti-tank missiles and machine guns and hand grenades directly to Al-Qaeda, which is now called ISIS. And we have all these high-level whistleblowers on telling folks, and they're killing Border Patrol and people over it. And this is a life-and-death situation, and it's just more entertainment for the average trendy. They just think it's funny.
My text down, so I'm getting you on shortwave out of Tennessee. They should get a high time. It seems to me that I missed some of what you were saying with him yesterday because it's intermittent. So it just seemed like, well, maybe the phone would be boosted and we ought to. I figure you're probably going to end up having reporters around there around that time.
Sure. You're saying you were listening on shortwave and you couldn't hear everything?
Yeah, I didn't catch all of it. Unfortunately, this particular location here.
Sure, no, I understand. Yeah, no, we don't. I think we have like one affiliate that goes into Massachusetts, unfortunately. We've got like seven or eight affiliates in California. A lot of affiliates in certain states, but not, we're not too good on the East Coast. We've got some there. In New York and other areas. But thank you so much, Otter. I appreciate you calling in. That's why it's important for everybody that tunes in or watches the video at InfoWars or articles. People need this info. That Fast and Furious stuff yesterday was the biggest breaking news in the six-year history. It was explosive, dangerous, insane, over the top. All right, I'm out of time. I'm sorry to Jeffrey and Jeremy and Dante and others. David Knight's coming up. I got a sneaking suspicion. I don't want to take your calls, but that's up to him. Look at this article. 22% of resettled refugees in Minnesota test positive for tuberculosis. I have another article that TV's exploding across the country. And, of course, you bring people in from Pakistan and Syria. The poorest people, most of them that were invaders into Syria. And they've got hardcore drug-resistant TB from Africa, you name it. And they're just wandering around hacking and coughing and getting welfare. And then they admit they're in the public schools right next to your kid, and your kid gets TB. It's how you sabotage a country. And they're doing a great job. We're under military and scientific attack. And InfoWars.com is trying to resist it. David Knight, straight ahead. God bless you all.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight, your host on this fourth hour, May 17th, 2016 of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to cover some news here. We're also going to go to some of our callers. We've got Jeremy in California. Hang on, I want to talk to you. You saw the report about the BLM. Harry Reid, you have some comments you want to make on that. And we do have a victory to celebrate. We had a Wyoming rancher beat the EPA, and that's something to celebrate about because it is truly, if you're not familiar with the story, we'll go back and we'll let you know what happened with this. Also, we're going to give you instructions later in the program on how to beat your wife properly. So beating the EPA and beating your wife, that's what's coming up on the news today. We're also going to talk about the primary coming up tomorrow, what's going on within the Democrat Party. Very interesting news there. And, of course, every day brings more news about how they're going to roll out self-driving cars, self-driving trucks. What you're seeing at our airports, just understand, that's just a prelude to complete control of our transportation. The TSA is not the Airport Security Administration. They are the Transportation Security Administration. We've told you about this for years. Told you about the Viper teams that they would roll out at bus stations or set up roadblocks at various places. They are going to use technology, folks, to do a complete control grid on our transportation. Anyone know what it's going to look like? It's going to be the worst aspects of the DMV and the TSA. They're going to combine that together. They're going to make it virtually impossible for you to travel. And they're going to take over cars. They're going to make it impossible for you to own a car. They're going to make it very difficult for you to travel. They will control all access. They will tax you. They will track you. They will force you into the cities. And that's what this report we're going to talk about here. If you've seen the report that Rob Jacobson and I did about Obama's land grab via executive order misusing an ancient antiquities act to take over these monuments. The first time it was used was they took 2 acres, and it was a very familiar landmark that you've all seen in the Spielberg film Close Encounters. Okay, that only took 2 acres. And Devil's Tower. I had to think about what that was. But now they're out there taking millions of acres and doing it all over the place, even extending. They're going to be extending, it was announced at the end of the week, the Grand Canyon, taking parts of that. But they're not really protecting property in Arizona that they set apart that truly was about Indian history, Indian religion, and recreation, if people want to talk about that. So first, I want to tell you about and then we'll go to our caller, Jeremy in California. I want to tell you what happened with a rancher today. This is a story on New American Wyoming. Rancher fights the feds and wins. He's been freed from millions of dollars in EPA fines. Now, this is 2 years ago. This is a rancher, Andy Johnson. He was in Wyoming. The guy had 8 acres. 8 acres. He's not a wealthy rancher. You don't have to hate him because you think he's wealthy. I can tell you the Bundys are not wealthy. The ranchers out there are not wealthy. They work really hard. But you think that everybody's Ben Cartwright if you live in the cities, okay? Not the case. These guys work really hard, and they deserve every penny they get. But this is a guy. He's not even a rancher. He's a welder. He had 8 acres out in Wyoming. And for those of you who are living in 200-square-foot apartments, that is not a lot of land, especially if you're living out in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. So this is a welder. He builds a pond on his property. Now, he went through all the local and state permits, had absolutely no problem. They gave him permission. And then, for some reason, after the fact, the EPA came in and said, you know what, we've got an issue with that, and we want you to shut this down. And it's like, well, I'm not really sure that you've got jurisdiction here. It's not a problem with anything. This is a swimming pool for my kids. I've got a couple of cows, some livestock here. They're using it to drink from. So the EPA came in and said, no, we're going to shut this down. We own all water in the country. Not just the water that's crossing state lines. Not just the large rivers and streams. No, you build a pond on your private property. The EPA says they can control what you do with your private property, even if it's just a pond that you construct on your property. So they came after him with excessive fines as prohibited in the Constitution. Remember that? Remember? There's prohibitions of excessive fines. And that is a prohibition even after you've been found guilty of a crime. No, they put the excessive fines on you before they find you guilty of anything. They were coming after him for $37,500 a day. A guy who's a welder, has 8 acres, and put a little pond on it. They tried to fine him $37,500 a day. Why not $37,501? I mean, it's totally arbitrary, totally excessive, totally unconstitutional, illegal, and criminal, but that's our EPA. That's the out-of-control, unaccountable federal bureaucracy that we have. And they even tried at one point to garnish his wages. They were going to leave the man penniless, just like the IRS does when they say that you owe them money without due process. And then you have to prove your innocence. Say, that's the way they operate. They treat him as if he was some kind of a racketeering and influence corrupt organization where you got to steal the money first so the person can't defend themselves in court and completely destroy their lives. Well, first, the EPA was slapped down. Somebody with some sense somewhere said, no, you can't garnish his wages. This is a fine. You haven't found him guilty of anything. He hasn't had any due process. Now they have gone back, and the lawyers who have represented him have worked out a deal with the EPA. And I guess that's a victory. But, you know, when I look at this, I don't really feel like it's a victory in the sense that they give him conditions on what he has to do. They say on one part of it, he's got to plant willows around the pond temporarily fence off part of it from livestock and so forth. It's like, no, no, it's none of your business. You don't have any jurisdiction here, EPA. You don't have any jurisdiction. When we admit that you have jurisdiction here, we've lost. It's not really a victory. That's a victory in the sense that they've taken these fines away. And, of course, there is no pragmatic reason, no practical reason for why the EPA would do this. As part of the fight, he went in and he tested water before it came in and came out of his pond, and it was actually cleaner after it came out of his pond. But that's not the point. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with the fact that they are assuming powers that they don't have. And if you want to know just how bad this is, I've got another story here. The U.S. Supreme Court, this was reported by Reuters, I think it was on Drudge, rejected a challenge to protest, rejected a challenge that on the protest ban that the Supreme Court has put on their plaza. Now think about that, okay? The Supreme Court has banned any kind of protests anywhere close to the Supreme Court building, where they hear cases, where they issue rulings. How about that? They say they've got a law that they passed, and the law has made it unlawful to, quote, parade, stand, or move in processions or assemblages in the Supreme Court building or on the grounds, or to display in the building and grounds a flag, a banner, or a device designed or adapted to bring into public notice a party, organization, or movement. I'm like, well, gee, I thought I remembered we had a Constitution. And the very first amendment to the Constitution said, Congress shall make no law. Oh, you got a law saying we can't parade or make assemblies or put up signs or flags or banners around the Supreme Court? Isn't that kind of ironic? No, no, it's criminal. It's criminal. The Supreme Court, which routinely exceeds its authority and destroys the Constitution in the name of constitutional review. These people are out there saying, and remember, the Supreme Court says, Congress shall make no law. And they talk about suppressing the free exercise of religion, not just your personal beliefs, but the exercise of religion, the freedom of the press, and then this, the right of the people to peacefully assemble, to petition their government, to redress their grievances. Okay? Congress shall make no law. The Supreme Court shall make no law. The Supreme Court shall have no ban as they're sitting there pontificating about how they're going to change our Constitution. They shut down all free speech around the Supreme Court. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That's how deep we are into this. That's the insanity. That's why we have to cut off Washington. It's too far gone, folks. It's too far gone. Let's go to Jeremy in California. Jeremy, you had a comment about the report we did on BLM. Go ahead.
Yeah, David, I just want to say quickly, give me a few seconds, too. I am really appreciative of how you have covered this story. I think that you have been probably the best in educating people, covering, tying Harry Reid into everything, tying it into Oregon, being fair with the Bundys. And I'm hugely appreciative of that and InfoWars. I would like to ask, though, for you to take it a step further, because really, I don't know what the difference is. But the truth is that you were on the front lines, David, and that there could be an indictment for you. And so my question is twofold. One, would you, and if Alex is listening right now, Alex, would you send David to go interview Pete Santilli in jail and cover him and cover an alternative media figure? Two, would you please, at a minimum, have Jeff Jordan on for an interview about the entire situation? Because
let me tell you, Jeremy, you know, maybe, like you said, you weren't there. You weren't there at either one of these events. We were there both of the events. And I can tell you, we tried very hard to try to talk to Ammon Bundy in the Oregon situation. And it was Pete Santilli who was running interference for that. So, you know, we were able to talk to LaVoy Finicum when he came out front. My son interviewed him. We've got somebody else with the Voice of Idaho that I've talked to who's now been arrested on a weapons charge. I don't know if that's legitimate or not. I've seen all kinds of trumped up charges and the indictment against the Bundys. I'm far more interested about the Bundys. I think that is a far more interesting case. And when we look at what happened with the Bundys, they are entrapping the Bundys using what this reporter did. And I have a real problem with that because I don't believe that he acted strictly as a reporter. I believe that he entrapped the Bundys with what he did. And that's what you see in the indictment. There's a lot of lies in that indictment. But what they're doing is they're saying he was their spokesperson, and if he made threats against officers, that was coming from Clive and Bundy. I don't think that's true. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. On this Tuesday, May 17th, 2016, we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina in just a moment. He has a comment about stealing the election. I do have some news here about something that is happening in North Carolina with voting. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have our free Alex Jones Insider Newsletter. If you sign up for that, of course, it's completely free. You can stay connected to InfoWars. We'll let you know when we've got events coming up, as well as give you exclusive information and content that you'll only see at that newsletter. Also, we do have back in stock Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our drink mix that is a multivitamin supply. In one canister, you get a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. It is the platinum standard of multivitamin products, and it tastes great. I love to be able to drink my supplements. All that to help you support your health, your family's health, and to help support our operation. So check out the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of things that have been out of stock are now back in stock. We have Anthroplex. We have Secret 12, the vitamin B12 formulation. Those are now back in stock, along with Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, which sold out very quickly when we first introduced it. I want to go to North Carolina before we do, and I want to see if Mark has a comment on this, because I just saw this story today. Ben & Jerry's is creating a new flavor to promote voting rights in North Carolina, along with the NAACP. Now, they say that they want to protest against, and I don't see anything about the new flavor of ice cream. I don't know what they're going to call it. They say Ben & Jerry's has created a new ice cream flavor as part of a new campaign with the North Carolina NAACP to highlight voting rights, to get money, and to get money out of politics. They're going to have a press conference today. I guess that's when they'll tell us what they're going to call it. Well, I would suggest, I've got some names I could come up with that are a bit rude, but you know what? Here's the problem. They want to say that there isn't any problem in North Carolina. I used to live in North Carolina. I used to vote in North Carolina. I would walk in. They would just ask me for my name. They would look it up on their address list and hand me something. They wouldn't verify my identity whatsoever. And I can tell you, and I have told you, back in 2012, my brother-in-law told me that a friend of his went in and said, I went to vote. And they said, well, you've already voted. He says, no, I haven't. He says, yes, you and this other person at your address. And they gave him the name. He goes, that's my mother. She died several years ago. They said, well, you both have voted already. You can't vote. And I said, I want to talk to this guy. I want him to come on the show. He wouldn't come on the show. He didn't protest, and so it didn't happen. You know what? People get raped, and they don't file charges sometimes, okay? So just because they haven't seen these things happen doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. I know for a fact that it has happened. And when you make fraud available to people, and you say, we're not going to look at your driver's license, how is that an intimidation that is a civil rights issue? How is that intimidating black people any more than it's intimidating anybody else? It doesn't intimidate people. People are asking you for your identity all the time. Why shouldn't you have to show your driver's license or some kind of a photo ID in order to vote so they can verify that you are who you say you are? There's absolutely nothing discriminatory about that. And there are many states that do it all over the country, and yet they focus on North Carolina because they have a different issue that they want to bring this in. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. He said stealing the election. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, we talked about him stealing the election, you know, through the primaries and what have you, you know, for the, with the delegates and what have you. What are your thoughts about them stealing the election, you know, after, say, it's Hillary and Trump and the Electoral College gives Hillary the presidency? It's my understanding that Electoral College is supposed to vote the way their state and their people.
Yeah, that brings up an issue, doesn't it? You know, we started playing these semantic games when we would have elections and we'd say, well, you know, Trump got this many delegates and Cruz got that many delegates. And then they come back and say, oh, no, Cruz took over Trump's delegates. It's like, what? You know, that's the first, isn't it? You know, the reality is that these Electoral College delegates can switch their vote. As a matter of fact, it happened once. We have it's kind of a little bit of a historical trivia that the very first woman who ever got an electoral vote for vice presidency was a Libertarian Party candidate, Toni Nathan. And she was the VP candidate on a presidential campaign. And there was a guy, his name was Roger McBride. He was a Republican delegate to the Electoral College. I forget where it was from. He was also descended from the people that did Little House on the Prairie. That was his mother or grandmother or something. Anyway, he was a producer. And he went to the Electoral College, and instead of voting for whoever it was, I don't know if it was Reagan or whoever, he voted for the Libertarian. And, of course, that was the end of his Republican involvement when he did that. But here's the reality. You can do that. Okay? So people can do that at these conventions. The delegates can switch their votes. And I have a problem. I don't know how you feel about it, Mark, but I have a problem when I vote for somebody and they get awarded the delegates like Trump did, and then they say, well, they're not going to be loyal to Trump. They're not going to support Trump. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I feel like I think the Electoral College was put in there to keep the power with the rich, you know, with the people with the money. And
we'll talk about that. There's problems with anything in terms of its implementation. If we come back, I'll talk briefly about why I think the Electoral College is still a good idea. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to our callers that are on hold in just a moment. Before we do, I want to finish up with what I was talking. The question that the last caller we had, Mark in North Carolina, asked about the Electoral College. What good is it, he says? Well, there is a good reason to have it, even though, like anything else, look, we need to have a constitution or some kind of a legal structure for our government. We need to have a Bill of Rights, even if the government ignores it, subverts it, as I was talking about with the Supreme Court. So, yeah, the idea behind the Electoral College is a very simple one, and it's a better idea than simply having direct democracy. If we go to just a overall vote, what's going to happen if you've got corrupt areas like Chicago rigging and stuffing the ballot? They could wipe out, in a large city like that, they could wipe out the votes of entire states. And so the whole point of the Electoral College was to give some kind of power to the states. Remember, the states created the federal government. They are not creatures or subdivisions of the federal government. They created the federal government in the same way that, unfortunately, we had nation states create the United Nations. What if the United Nations at some point, which they will, comes out and says we're going to dissolve the nation states. We're going; these things are obsolete. We've already got people. We've talked about it yesterday on the fourth hour. I talked about it on the nightly news last night. This guy writing op-ed pieces in the New York Times, this former and current CFR guy, Council on Foreign Relations, saying we need to get over these this antiquated structure of 50 states, and we need to go with regional organizations. We need to reorganize within the United States and across international boundaries between the United States and Canada, for example. Create a Detroit-Windsor region. Okay, they're talking about a North American Union. They're talking about dissolving the states because they said, well, we don't need to have these states as subdivisions of this federal government and not even a federal government of the North American Union. But look, going back to the Constitution and where this is all coming from, the states created the federal government. The states wanted to make sure that they had some say-so, that there was a division of power. The thing that they feared the most was the concentration of all power in the federal government. And so that's why you had things like the Ninth Amendment, like the Tenth Amendment. That's why you have the Electoral College. The Electoral College gives a certain number of votes to each state. And then those electors go, and so it's basically a winner-take-all, state by state, and then you have some sort of regional representation that way. That was the purpose of it. And, of course, the delegates can go rogue, and they can vote however they wish, but any system can be subverted. And I'll give you an example of what happens, and I've mentioned this once before. In the county where we lived, they used to have county commissioners appointed by each region. And so you'd have a geographical distribution of these county commissioners, and each geographical area of the county would elect a county commissioner. And it was a very rural county. A lot of the people had been there many generations farming the land. And then they had people from a nearby university community, very liberal, start coming into this county. And they started, it was a large concentration of people in one corner of the county. And they said, well, we want to get rid of the geographical election of county commissioners, and we want to elect them at large. That means that everybody in the county gets the same slate of people, regardless of where you live. What happened was these people that had the concentration of population in the northeast corner of the county elected all of the county commissioners. They all came from that little area, and they all had an idea. They had an idea that they were going to tell these people who had farms everything that they could and could not do with their land, even though they'd had it for generations. And that's what's going to happen on a national level if you get rid of the Electoral College. Yeah, it's not a perfect system, but it is a far better system than direct democracy, than direct election, because you're going to have these urban centers who already, because things are set up on a proportional basis by population, they already have a disproportionate say in the election. They are going to have the entire election if you go to that. And, of course, tomorrow we've got another election in Oregon and Kentucky. People are saying, hey, it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to have two more victories. And however, in Kentucky, there are strong institutional roots among the Democrats to support Hillary Clinton. I thought, oh, that's really kind of interesting. You know, this article that we got up on Infowars.com from the LA Times, Hillary Clinton keeps losing, so how come she's winning with the delegates? You know, look, people say there's no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. Well, that's simply not true. There's a very clear difference between the Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats steal the nomination before the election, and the Republicans steal the nomination after the election. They do it at the convention, at the brokered convention. The Democrats steal it before the election with the superdelegates, and that, of course, is what they've been doing. And if you go back and you look at what they did with these superdelegates, I remember the last election we had, I think it was West Virginia. Yeah, West Virginia. Okay. Hillary lost to Bernie Sanders. He beat her 51-36. Big spread there, right? Except it's not a winner take all. And they do everything proportionally, so they got the delegates divvied up proportionally. But he still didn't win, okay? When I first saw it reported, they had it at the end of the night. They said, well, it's 17-17. Now, that isn't that interesting, and the only reason that's happening is because the superdelegates are already there for Hillary Clinton. She gets about 10-12% of the delegates out of all these states are superdelegates, so he has to beat her by far more than 10%, which he did. He beat her by about 15%. But they still wound up getting about the same number of delegates. And here's what's even more interesting. It's the way it was reported. Like as I said, that night, I took a screenshot of it. I tweeted it out. Said, look at this. 17-17 is the way CNN is reporting it in terms of delegates, even though the spread is 51-36. And then the next day, it shows up as Sanders having 18 and Clinton having 11. It's like, how'd she lose six delegates? It's like, well, you know what's going on. They decided the next day to make it look better, they wouldn't report the superdelegate total. So when you get the super, when it all the dust settles out and they allocate all the delegates and they give her the superdelegates out of that state, it wasn't 17-17. It wasn't 18-11. It was 19-18. So he beats her by 15%, and he gets one more delegate than she gets. And he's not going to win. She is only 143 away from the magic number that she needs to have a majority. That's 50% plus one. And that's only 143 delegates. They have a lot more delegates in the Democrat Party than they do in the Republican Party. It's like two different currencies. They have about twice the number of delegates as they do in the Republican Party. So that would be equivalent to saying that Trump only needed about 60 or 70 delegates in order to seal up the election. It's going to happen. And so, there's a difference in the way that they rigged the election, how they set this up. She started out, before the election even began, she started out 15% of the way there with superdelegates who had already pledged to her. And when I was in North Carolina, I tried to interview a guy who was a Bernie Sanders supporter at the university there. And he was very upset. He had put some stuff out on Facebook talking about how they had tried numerous things that had been sabotaged by Democrat Party operatives in the state of North Carolina. They kept trying to organize things, and things kept getting shut down or other things would happen. And his suspicion was that these people were doing things for Hillary Clinton, even though they were supposed to be working for Bernie Sanders. They were doing things for the Clinton organization because they were career Democrats. And they knew where their bread was going to be buttered in the future. And they were going to play along with the system. And so that's the way that works. Let's go to Deborah in Ohio. You also want to talk about the Money Ranch. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing good.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Listen, usually I'm not a caller. I'm not someone who calls in. But I did want to get something off my mind here, because it's really been bothering me. And it's about your coverage not about your coverage. It doesn't matter whether you cover it or not. And that is the subject of Pete Santilli. I am his co-host, and I want to tell you something, Mr. Knight. And I love the work that you do. Actually, Pete has called you.
Quite frankly, I hear one thing and I see another thing. And, this is about a lot of things that he's tried to make himself at the center of all this. And this is, I think, a key issue of the problem. And I'm just not interested in talking about him and building him up. That seems to be what he's doing. And he's gotten himself and a lot of other people in a lot of trouble by making himself the center of the issue. So that's really all I've got to say about it. And if you want to keep calling me about it, the issue here is land. It's not a reporter somewhere. Okay? It's about land. It's about an out-of-control government. And when anybody makes themselves a story, that changes the whole dynamic. And I'm not interested in talking about that. I mean, we've got other people who are in trouble. I'm far more interested in talking to the Bundys themselves. I'm far more interested in talking to Ammon and others. And basically, a lot of those lines of communication appear to have been burned by a guy who made himself the center of everything. When I first went there, he said, hey, I'm the liaison between alternative media and the government. I'm not alternative media. I don't need a liaison. I talk to people that I want to talk to when I want to talk to them. I don't need anybody's permission to do it. Nobody represents me, and he didn't represent them. And if he did, it was very foolish on their part. Let's go to our next caller, Rob in New York. Go ahead, Rob.
Mr. Knight.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Okay, so the reason for my call in, David, is that I wanted to pass along an article for you guys so that way you could potentially really use this. I think it's very interesting. It has to do, obviously, with Mr. Zuckerberg and the virtual reality glasses that are coming out. If I could, is there a email that I could send this to? Maybe take a snapshot.
Sure, send it to
it?
Sure, send it to me at davidk@infowars.com. You're talking about Oculus Rift, right?
Yep. Basically, kind of.
And I've seen the pictures of people sitting there, crowds of people with these giant goggles on, and it truly is literally becoming like the Matrix. And I've tried them on myself. It's a very impressive thing, and it's a very dangerous thing, too. You know, we need to understand, just as we talk about technology, just because you can build something doesn't mean you should do it. We talked about that when we talked about synthetic DNA the other day. Talked about it on Sunday, the fact that they could construct children, designer children, wherever they want to do it. And there's a picture you can see. They pulled up a picture of this crowd of people sitting there, wired into the Matrix, literally. You know, when we're talking about scientists, when we say just because they can construct a human being from scratch and they can build a super soldier that they can then program and control after program it from birth and program from before birth, they shouldn't do it. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. And just because something is entertaining and engaging, like this virtual reality Oculus Rift, I think we need to understand the dangers involved in it. I mean, this is something that has a potential to be like a drug to people because it is so engaging. And so just as I don't support drug prohibition because I don't think it works, I also don't support drug use, okay? I don't use drugs. I don't drink. And I think it's a wise thing to just abstain from some of these things that can really suck you in, can waste your life, destroy your time, and make you helpless and dependent. Your comments, Rob.
That's the beauty of this article, David, is that the inventor and founder, Palmer Luckey, was actually caught in a suspicious ring of burglaries due to this.
Mm.
And one of the golden points, I'm not going to take up too much more time, but one of the golden points is at the end when the police said when asked how he exactly or when he knew exactly when the victims were using VR, Luckey simply stated, "We're owned by Facebook."
Wow. Wow. Yeah, send me that article.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Sounds like a great article. Thank you for passing that on. Let me go quickly to John in Wyoming. John, go ahead.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. You're on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're right on the Electoral College issue because, look, Wyoming is the least populous state in the Union. We have about 568,000 people. California, on the other hand, has well over 38 million. So right now they have 55 electoral votes and we have 3. So they outnumber us 18 1/3 to 1. However, if we went to a direct democracy, they would outnumber us 67.4 to 1.
Exactly.
So the founding fathers gave us the Electoral College to protect the rural areas from the excesses of big cities and big populated states in the Northeast. That's
exactly
the whole point. The Electoral College is there to protect our vote, not to destroy it.
And not only just to protect rural interests against urban interests, but to protect state interests, because it was the states that created the federal government. They were sovereign states at the time they created the federal government, and they wanted to make sure that they did not lose that sovereignty. They gave limited powers to the federal government, and they made it very, very clear. And the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, they said, if we don't explicitly give you these powers, you don't have them. And we have to enumerate anything that we give you. It has to be enumerated very specifically. That's why we have an amendment that said that they had the power to prohibit alcohol. But now they prohibit everything unless it's expressly permitted. And that includes prescription drugs, not just things like marijuana. Where is the amendment to prohibit marijuana or to prohibit some prescription drug? They never did it. They just assumed the power. In the same way, they said, we're going to pass an amendment to have an income tax. And yet now we're told that the unconstitutional mandates to purchase insurance are simply a tax. Well, that wouldn't be constitutional either. And so, yeah, they ignore the Constitution, but that's the whole point, was to keep the power at the states. One of the things that they did, of course, one of the amendments that they did that helped to destroy the division of power. And when we talk about this, folks, I know that when you talk about states having power, it triggers people. It's like, you're talking about states' rights, therefore you're talking about racism and slavery. No, we're talking about a division of power. Power was supposed to be divided to keep it from being consolidated. They all understood the greatest danger was the consolidation of power. As I pointed out yesterday when I played the 8 points from Boris Johnson, former mayor of London, who is advocating that Britain leave the European Union. He said, here's 8 reasons why we should leave. And most of those reasons were the same reasons that we've seen here abused in the United States. Too much consolidation of power. Money is going away from us. Power is flowing away from us. Everything is going into a distant government that we have no say-so. We have very little control over, if any. And we don't get to make the decisions locally. The better the government, the more local the government. Or the more local, the better the government. Should put it that way. If government is local, it's more easily controlled. You look at a situation like New Hampshire. They have more representatives there, the largest legislative body that they have anywhere in the world. And I remember a few years ago, I guess it was a few years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when the Libertarian Party, we had 4 Libertarians got elected into the House at one point of New Hampshire. And they said, yeah, if you spend more than $1,000 trying to get elected to the New Hampshire House at the time, you're accused of trying to buy the election. It's like, wow, because in North Carolina at the time, they were spending about $50,000 to get elected to the legislature, because that's where the corruption comes in. You give people power, the money will flow to that power. You're not going to do, you know, Ben and Jerry and the NAACP say, well, you know, we want to get money out of politics and everything. Well, get the power out of politics and the money will go somewhere else. The problem is that we've got too much power concentrated into one place, and like a black hole, it is sucking all of the life and the light and the oxygen out of everything else. We'll be right back.
With ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rolling around the
there.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to talk about this 9/11 bill because there was a very, very, in the article, was a very interesting comment from Paul Ryan, which I think needs to be fleshed out. Before we go back to that and before I go back to Dave in South Carolina, hang on there, Dave. I just want to let you know that we have some of the products that have been sold out. We introduced Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and that's a drink mix that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We put that out, and it very quickly sold out of our first limited run. We now have it back again in stock, but it will sell out very quickly at the rate that it is moving. It's a great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink. It is in each of these containers, you'll get 1 month's worth of supplies of essential vitamins, minerals. You don't have to take a bunch of pills. I really like being able to drink my vitamin supplements, and it has a great deal of ingredients. Vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, many others. You can look at InfoWarsLife.com and see what's there. That's now back in stock. Get it while it is still available. Also, Anthroplex is now back in stock, another relatively new product. I think this is our second run of Anthroplex that sold out very quickly as well. It is now back in stock as well. I want to go to our caller, Dave, in South Carolina real quickly. But before I do, I just want to mention this. And this bill from this article about the Senate bill allowing 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia. I have a comment from Paul Ryan. He says, I think we need to look at it. I think we need to review it because we need to make sure we're not making mistakes with our allies and we're not catching people that shouldn't be caught up in this. And I said it created a rare area of agreement between GOP lawmakers and the White House. It's like, no, it's not rare. Paul Ryan agrees with Obama on the borders. He agrees with him on the trade issues that were the trade deals that were written by multinational corporations without any input from our legislators. He's going to oppose Donald Trump, Paul Ryan will, more than he opposes Obama. I can guarantee that. It's one of the reasons why he needs to be primaried out. He's got a primary coming up in August, and we need to make sure that he doesn't return to the House because he is going to be the biggest obstacle a President Trump would face. He agrees with Obama on all of these issues. And we talk about we don't want to unjustly come after our allies. I've got this article we don't have time to talk about from The Guardian. I'll talk about tonight on the nightly news. This lady talking about the 50 lashes that her husband got. He was sentenced to 1,000 lashes. He's gotten the first 50, nearly killed him. He's been sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes. What was his crime? Well, he blogged about things and insulted Islam, quote, through electronic channels, according to the Saudi government. This government that cuts off more heads than ISIS does is our closest ally. These are the people that Paul Ryan and Obama are protecting, trying to keep their involvement in 9/11 quiet. Absolutely criminal. Let's go to Dave in South Carolina. Dave, go ahead.
David, I really appreciate what you bring to Alex's organization on a daily basis. It's been a fantastic addition.
I've got about a minute. Go ahead.
In principle with your voter discrimination thing, but technically I will disagree in that voter identification is to be discriminatory, but not against race, but against those who are not legitimate voters. It is designed to protect the system to be discriminatory.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, there are some legitimate forms of discrimination, and we forget that. You know, when Obama says we can't discriminate against people when we rent to them in case they're felons, you know what? If you have, as government, convicted somebody of murder and rape, and then you turn them out and say, well, I think they're all better now, I think I have a right to discriminate against what that person has done, that you have certified that that person has done because you put them in prison, and then you released them. I need to know that information, and we can discriminate against people based on what they do. That's not wrong to do that. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.